And this is Frankie Fiedemann, the Al Capone of the microphone and the hitman of West Coast Chicano Soul, welcoming you to another feature special of the Vinyl Classics here on the East LA Review Worldwide Internet Radio Jukebox, heard coast to coast and around the world. Today's show features on one of the classic groups of East Los Angeles Chicano music history. We're talking about The Midnighters. The Midnighters are a group from East LA that started around 1963, originally as The Gentiles, a product of the Salesian High School music program of Mr. William Taggart. They later changed their names to Benny and the Midnighters after conguero and bandleader Benny Ceballos, and they played around East Los Angeles and the surrounding areas, building up a great following and getting into the music movement that was initiated by the Beatles and the rock and roll scene. After a few personnel changes, which also saw lead singer Little Ray Jimenez leave for a solo career, he was replaced by Willie Garcia, who later became known as Little Willie G. The Midnighters were ready to record their first album for Chattahoochee Records. This, then, is a full uncut first recording of the Midnighters, released in the spring of 1965. The original members were Benny Lopez on bass guitar, George Salazar on drums, Ronnie Figueroa on keyboards, Larry Rendon on saxophone, Roy Marquez on guitar, Romeo Prado on trombone, Little Willie G at lead vocals, and George Dominguez on guitar. So here then is side one of the full, uncut, long playing 33 and a half LP of The Midnighters on Whittier Boulevard.
Yeah.
that was side one of the original The Midnighters on Whittier Boulevard. That last cut was I Need Someone. Coming up before that was a bouncy tune called Empty Heart. But before that, Come Back Baby, that was preceded by one of the more classic Midnighter tunes of all time, That's All. And before that, the Midnighters gave us a rendition of a Motown Marvin Gaye classic, Stubborn Cotton Fellow. And starting off this show today was the original, full, uncut version of Whittier Boulevard. We hope you're enjoying today's show, where we are premiering, debuting, and playing the full, uncut, original The Midnighters on Whittier Boulevard album. Let me take a little second here to turn the record over, and let's get on with the show.
No. Thank you.
right, that was a full half dozen of some fine tunes coming at you from the original 1965, The Midnighters on Whittier Boulevard. That last cut was a Chuck Berry classic, that was Johnny B. Good. Up before that, another Motown classic written by Berry Gordy, that was Money. Giving Up on Love was one of Little Willie G's signature songs. And before that, Slow Down. At the time, in 1965, that was the number one hit recorded by the Beatles. Just before that, our classic bolero, To Be With You. And starting off that six in a row and side two was Land of a Thousand Dances, originally written by Chris Kenner. You know, it's amazing that in the East L.A. annals of Chicano music history, the song that is more recognized through East L.A. is the version done by Cannibal and the Headhunters. What a lot of people don't know is that the Midnighters actually recorded this version live prior to the Cannibal recording. This was a live recording at East L.A. College back in 1965. Well, that's it for this Vinyl Hour special. We hope you've enjoyed our show today, and we invite you to check out the other vinyl classic features here on the East L.A. Review Worldwide Internet Radio. Until next show, my friends, this is Frankie Wiedemann, the Al Capone of the microphone and the hitman of West Coast Chicano Soul. Ay te guacho, from the Land of a Thousand Dances.